This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. Lisa Bernard has more.
In the end, Republicans won about $1.5 trillion in spending reductions over 10 years, which may or may not be fully realized. Their opening bid was for $4.8 trillion in savings over a decade. Both parties walled off the sprawling Social Security and Medicare retirement and health care programs from cuts. Despite the Treasury meeting its debt obligations, the possibility of another U.S. credit rating downgrade is still on the table. Fitch Ratings on Friday said the United States' AAA rating remains on negative watch. It cited repeated political standoffs and last-minute suspensions for, quote, lowering confidence in governance on fiscal and debt matters.
With rescue work completed, authorities have begun clearing the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed in eastern India, killing more than 300 people and injuring hundreds in one of the country's deadliest rail accidents in decades. Investigators are looking into possible causes behind Friday night's train crash, including whether human error or signal failure played a role. 15 bodies were recovered on Saturday night. Despite government efforts to improve rail safety, several hundred accidents occur every year on India's railways. China's defense minister defended sailing a warship across the path of an American destroyer and Canadian frigate transiting the Taiwan Strait, telling a gathering of some of the world's top defense officials in Singapore on Sunday that such so-called freedom of navigation patrols are a provocation to China. This is VOA News. Air raids, artillery fire, and explosions rocked Sudan's capital Saturday as fighting between warring generals entered its eighth week. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Witnesses told AFP of bombs falling and civilians being injured in southern Khartoum, while others in the city's north reported artillery fire days after a U.S. and Saudi-brokered ceasefire collapsed. Residents reported that warplanes of the army, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, targeted positions of the paramilitary rapid support forces led by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, who responded with anti-aircraft fire. Since the fighting between Sudan's warring generals erupted April 15th, volunteers have buried 102 unidentified bodies in the capital cemetery and 78 more in cemeteries in Darfur, this according to the Sudanese Red Crescent. Both Burhan and his deputy-turned-rival Dagalo have pledged repeatedly to protect civilians and secure humanitarian corridors. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Some Ugandans are searching for a way to leave their country, which has recently put into effect legislation prescribing the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality, which means infecting a partner with HIV. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Some from the LGBTQ plus community have stayed indoors since the law was signed, fearing that they'll be targeted. The new law signed by President Yoweri Museveni had been widely condemned by rights activists and others abroad. President Joe Biden called the new law a tragic violation of universal human rights. Homosexuality has long been illegal in Uganda, under a colonial-era law criminalizing sexual activity against the order of nature. The punishment for that offense is life imprisonment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's prime minister said Sunday the gun battle along Israel's southern border with Egypt that left three Israeli soldiers and an Egyptian officer dead is severe and unusual and will be fully investigated. Benjamin Netanyahu added Israel sent a clear message to the Egyptian government. We expect the joint investigation will be complete and thorough. His comments came at the beginning of a cabinet meeting in Jerusalem. A senior United Arab Emirates official says the Gulf nation wants a UN climate summit it's hosting later this year to deliver game-changing results for international efforts to curb global warming. But UAE diplomat Majid Al-Sawadi said doing so will require having the fossil fuel industry at the table. Environmental campaigners have slammed the presence of oil and gas lobbyists. Diane